few years ago, I was an Airbnb host. I owned a rental property, two of them, in fact, that welcomed guests from around the world. And it was a really interesting experience. I was interested in it from the side hustle perspective. I wanted to kind of diversify assets and also just wanted to try something. I like to experiment and such. And of course, I loved the flexibility of it. If you're interested in Airbnb, it's good for somebody who is frequently traveling, somebody who has extra space, somebody who has a seasonal house, or perhaps somebody who's always away at the same time of year for some kind of tradition, holiday event, or work situation. Check it out for yourself. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Side Hustle School. I'm so glad you're out there. Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Chris Guillebeau, your host. I have the privilege of bringing you stories, case studies, tips, questions, and answers. Daily delivery of insight and examples, all designed to help you create extra income. Create extra income without quitting your job, specifically. Without quitting your job by using the skills you already have, and without spending a lot of money. That is our mission. We've been doing it every single day since January 1, 2017. And my hope is that it's all helpful to you. Helpful, useful, and maybe even interesting. Who knows? Well, the English teacher you're going to hear about in today's story has a passion for writing. After a few unexpected twists and turns, he's using his skills to help others find their dream jobs. Now, that's great, of course, but he's also getting paid himself in a sustainable, low-stress, profit-maximizing way. Several good things there, right? Sustainable, low-stress, profit-maximizing. That's what the story's about. Seventh grade teacher earns second income writing resumes. That story's coming up in just 30 seconds.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Greg Morano has a lifelong obsession with writing. He penned his first book before leaving elementary school. And fast forward a few decades, Greg's dreams of writing had turned out a little differently than expected. In some ways, he'd achieved them. He was working as a columnist for the Poughkeepsie Journal, his local newspaper. But he found writing for a living left little creative energy to write for fun. He eventually quit that job to explore other things, finally ending up as an English teacher. That was the stable role he stuck with. While teaching literature and poetry to seventh graders, he found himself with renewed energy and a desire to write again. He also had a new baby at home, so a little side hustle income wouldn't hurt. Greg toyed with the idea of freelance writing. He made a profile on the marketplace Upwork and began offering a range of services. Now, at first, he focused on general writing needs, proofreading, ghostwriting, and blogging. He felt a broad scope would give him the best chance of success. He also set his prices relatively low, a decision that he says in hindsight was driven more by fear of rejection than by trying to undercut the market. Now, longtime listeners will note an important fork in the road here, perhaps even a mistake or something that people tend to do when they're just getting started. That broad scope was too broad. Greg ended up doing lots of different one-time gigs, but also found some recurring ones like proofreading a synagogue's monthly newsletter. And these recurring gigs took him to the next phase of his business. Greg slowly began moving his clients away from Upwork and work with them directly. This allowed him to cut out the middleman and commission fees to keep more of the income for himself. And that was important if he wanted to raise those low prices. He also invested around $500 into building a standalone freelance website, and he registered a business that he named the Syracuse Pen. To start marketing, he wrote blog posts that would help the site rank in search engines. It was from those posts that he began getting a lot of attention for a service he hadn't quite expected. What happened was a lot of professionals found his website looking for a writer to help them write their resumes. Greg was reluctant at first, and he offered just to proofread them. But it's hard to hold back on reworking something you know can be done better. So he quickly found himself writing those resumes instead. And this was, he says, the best business decision he made, because it created a potentially never-ending stream of clients. Most professionals, from a C-level executive to a supermarket shelf stacker, need some kind of resume. But they can be tricky to write. The details are crucial, and no one is born with innate resume writing skills. That's okay, because they can hire someone like Greg to do the work for them. And the market seems to agree, because over the past 6 years, Greg has earned a healthy five-figure annual income from this project. All on the side, all resumes, all the time. Where do the customers come from? Well, Greg generates a consistent stream of leads by using Google's display ads. He started doing this after a particularly dry month without much traffic to his site. He knew he needed to be more active in his approach, so he budgeted $50 to target people searching for keywords around resumes. It was a figure he was willing to lose if it didn't work out. But thankfully, it generated enough interest to more than cover the cost. He began to slowly increase the monthly budget until he reached a comfortable workload. If he wants to work more, he spends more. If he wants to take a pause, he turns it off. Looking ahead, Greg is happy to stay on this current path. He knows the only way to scale this business would be to hire people. He can't imagine doing that anytime soon. After all, managing a class of seventh graders is enough hard work. Thanks for tuning in today. As I mentioned at the top of the episode, I hope these case studies are helpful, inspiring, perhaps get you thinking about what you could do to earn some extra money, create a new source of income, build more independence from your employer, even if you love your job. Nothing at all wrong with loving your job, but you know, these days it's important to have security in other forms. So that's what this is all about. Inspiration is good, but inspiration with action is so much better. If you'd like to see the show notes for today's episode, including links to Greg's website, Upwork, anything else I mentioned, just come to sidehustleschool.com/1730. You can also access some free resources there, send us a question, or check out the archives of more than 1,700 episodes, all, of course, for free. Do me a favor, if you're enjoying it, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Or if there's not a rating system there, tell your friends. Pass it on. Every single day, totally free. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.